Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, back in episode 108, almost 100 episodes ago, we talked about favorite foods, and I mentioned that my favorite food was peanut butter. We got a request from a listener whose name will be lost in time, like tears and rain, I'm supposed to probe you and your thoughts about peanut butter. Now, you and I both like peanut butter. We both like natural peanut butter, the kind that doesn't have lots of additives in it. So we could talk about that, but I think maybe the unnamed listener's most interested thing was sort of crunchy peanut butter, smooth peanut butter, but larger than that, what goes into peanut butter? Like, what are the ingredients that constitute a peanut butter, and when is something a peanut butter?
So peanut butter is an American invention for the most part, and I feel like we have settled on in this country two kinds of peanut butter. And you think I'm going to say smooth and crunchy, but I'm not. No. What I'm going to say is the two kinds of peanut butter that we have in America are
the real kind.
What I would just call regular peanut butter, and also what my parents always called hydrogenated.
I was going to say engineered peanut butter.
Right. And hydrogenated, I don't know the details, but it's like, if you want to know what like hydrogenated fats are, think of Crisco. And I know you don't know what Crisco is. So think of vegetable shortening. And I'm trying to, for the non-Americans, vegetable, does the world know what vegetable shortening is? It's white stuff that looks kind of waxy and thick.
Yep.
And it's kind of like, it's not as dense as clay, but it's not a liquid either. I don't know what texture. It's like lard, right?
Yeah.
Vegetable shortening. It looks a lot like lard, and it's basically a hydrogenated vegetable oil. It takes something that is a liquidy oil that you could pour, and it turns it into something the consistency of lard, if you know what lard is, right?
It's sort of smooth and creamy at room temperatures.
It's like grease. It's like white
grease.
I'm trying to think of analogies. Like, have you ever put silicone grease on some car part or like taken a big bucket of grease and scooped out that consistency? That's Crisco, right? So hydrogenated peanut butter is, think of very, very finely ground peanuts mixed with Crisco.
That's really gross and also I think really accurate.
And so is hydrogenated peanut butter.
What they do is they remove peanut oil because peanut oil and peanut solids that make up peanut butter separate at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
They remove the peanut oil and they replace it with an alternate oil that will remain stable at room temperature.
That is solid at room temperature. That's hydrogenated, like Crisco.
Yeah, and so what you end up with is like Jif peanut butter. It's something that you can put in your closet, in your pantry. You don't need to refrigerate it. And when you stick your knife in it, it's smooth. It's not like hard, or you don't have to stir it up. And then I'll also say most of that peanut butter also they put in some corn syrup too, just to sweeten it up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a lot like brown Crisco with peanut flavor with sugar mixed
into
it. Right?
Wow, you're more savage on this than I am, and I am savage on this. This is great.
The traditional flavors are, our brands are like Jif and Skippy, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Those are the traditional brands. And a lot of people grew up with thinking that that's peanut butter.
Right.
Right, so that's why it gets to be the second kind of peanut butter, because it is extremely common. But I think it bears very little resemblance to the actual article. But you can't deny that it's peanut butter. It's probably the best-selling kind of peanut butter in America is the hydrogenated kind, right? And you basically listed the ingredients there. It's some kind of hydrogenated oil, peanuts, salt, corn syrup. Or when I was a kid, maybe sugar before corn syrup took over the world, right? The other kind of peanut butter is the peanut butter that we like that's made with peanuts and then maybe a little salt. That's it.
Yep.
Those are the only ingredients. You just take peanuts, which already have everything they need to be in the peanut butter, is already in the peanut, and you just grind the hell out of them, mm-hmm. and the oils come out, and the solids come out, and you basically get peanut butter. And then, if you want, you can add salt, because sometimes without salt, it's kind of bland.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's the kind where the oil separates, because it's just peanuts, and when you grind them up, the oil comes out, and the solids and the peanuts separate from each other, so you do have to mix it. And once you mix it, if you don't want it to resettle out,
got to put it in the
fridge. Put it in the fridge, right? So then, it's not that much to mix peanut butter. I'm going to give people a little tip here. If you've never bought this kind of peanut butter and you buy it at the store and you're like, I would never buy this again. It's got a centimeter of oil on top of it and it's hard as a rock and I have no idea how I'm supposed to eat this.
And they pour the oil out and then they put it in the fridge. It's like, what do you, no, don't do that.
Cement block that they can't, like, I'm like, oh, forget it. Give me that Skippy. I don't understand what this is. Here's how you eat. This should be on, I don't understand why this isn't on the side of the containers or why natural peanut butter, they haven't put like instructions or different containers or whatever.
Right.
you have to have in your house some vessel that is way bigger than the jar of peanut butter. And you scoop the peanut butter and the oil, like the entire contents of the jar, you get that all into your much, much larger vessel, and then you mix that with a big sturdy knife or whatever.
So, John, this is where we differ a little bit, because I mix it in the jar with a butter
knife. That is a high degree of difficulty.
It is harder that way. It's true. Messy. You gotta learn it over time. It's true. It's much easier to find a larger vessel to store your peanut butter in and to mix it in so that it all just sort of is there. But I do it in the jar every time. I get the jar out, and it's been sitting in my pantry, so the liquid, the oil has collected at the top. I put it on the counter upside down for about a day. And it kind of like remixes a little bit. And then I flip it back over, open it up, and I take a butter knife from my, you know, just out of the drawer. And then, you know, you kind of like just very gently stir it around until you get all of the solids out there. But
I don't have the patience for that. And I will say sometimes, depending how old it is, the flipping upside down technique does not allow it to.
It doesn't always work. It's true.
Right.
You're right. Your way is easier. You just have to have more equipment that way.
What I'm going to say, the bigger container makes it so much easier. Mm. Because you have, like, if you do it the way you're describing, it can be done. If you're very careful and patient, because if you just try to stir it, the oil's going to slosh out, and now you have oil on the side of the jar.
And if you lose the oil, everything gets harder and it's worse.
Right. But if you put it in a big container where you have room to work, you can do it without even thinking about it. Just get a Tupperware container that's just forever is going to be your peanut butter container.
Yeah.
And like you can just, when it gets empty, you just, you know, you don't even have to clean it out every time. When it gets empty, just put in more peanut butter, maybe every three jars, put it through the dishwasher, bring it out.
Yep.
You know, so that's what we do. And that's the second and the real kind of peanut butter.
It is.
It's just peanuts. It's just peanuts, everybody. That's it. And salt, maybe.
And you know, the secret of chunky versus or crunchy versus smooth is literally at the end of the process, they put some crushed peanuts on top.
Yep. And it's the same the crunchy thing. That's why I didn't list that as a kind. That's the same for hydrogenated and real peanut butter.
Yeah.
All they do is put a bunch of peanut chunks on top of
and then you mix them around and they're in there and it's fun because you're like, oh look, a little peanut chunk, and it's got a different texture, but it's like literally the same stuff with just some peanut chunks stirred in.
So I've gotten too excited about peanut butter. What was the original question?
That's it. It's like what makes a peanut butter I think the answer is real peanut butter. It's peanuts and then salt if you want it.
Yeah, but I'm going to say that the hydrogenated stuff is also quote-unquote real peanut butter in terms of, like, you know, we define peanut butter, and that is probably the most popular kind of peanut butter. So even though I think it's gross and would never eat it, I understand that people like it, and there's an argument to be made that that is the default peanut butter, and we're just eating the weird hippie peanut butter. Our peanut butter is better. It's better tasting, but that other kind is still peanut butter.
What I found is that these days, there's even like Jif and Skippy that are like natural peanut butter, where they also realize
really
that... They realize that some people don't want their crazy peanut butter, so that they've.
But
they've
is
made
their natural
a regular...
peanut butter actually? I think they still add sugar to it.
They may. It's possible. It's gross. Like peanuts and salt. I grew up with Laura Scudder's was the brand of peanut butter, and it literally said on the side of every jar, "Peanuts and salt. That's all."
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's it. 100% natural peanut butter.
And some bug parts, but they don't have to list those if there's not a lot of them.
It's just adding to the protein. It's already got a great source of protein. The bug parts just add a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter. Robot or not.